statue was being referred to. And it may have been many. I mean, it was only one. It couldn't have been many. But there's many ways that you can come to understand which that image of jealousy may have been. But it doesn't really matter. The Lord has left that obscure for us. He's trying to say something that is not so much identifying the literal statue that was in that great gate as what was transpiring as these abominations increased. Now, we'll look at the other three, but I want you to note that there's four abominations that Ezekiel is shown here. And four in Bible prophecy means worldwide. And I'll read you one quote, but you can see this in your concordance. If you look up four over and over again, you'll find that four symbolizes worldwide. This is from Manuscript Releases, Volume 19, page 280. Local disturbances in nature are permitted to take place as symbols of that which may be expected all over the world when the angels loose the four winds of earth. When we see four abominations listed in Ezekiel 8, what prophetically we're being told is that the corruption that's taking place in the church here is worldwide. It's not simply at General Conference headquarters. It isn't at one church. It's throughout the whole church. The whole church is being confronted with this very disturbance that leads up to the Sunday test. Now, these abominations that Ezekiel is shown increase. And if you read the story, the Lord keeps telling him after the first one, I'll go show you greater abominations than these. And the second abomination he sees in verse 9, and he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the walls round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah and the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. After they're seen, Ezekiel's seen the image of jealousy, he's shown the leaderships of God's church in the secret chambers, which on the walls are all these abominable things. This is the second thing. And then the Lord says, I'll show you something even worse than this. And you drop down to verse 14, and he's shown the women weeping for Tammuz. And Tammuz